welcome to What Is Pod May Never Die, the Game of Thrones podcast from the Georgetown Voice. I am John Block. I'm joined today by my wonderful co-host, Caitlin Mannering.
Hello, everyone.
So we're going to be doing this podcast every week throughout the upcoming season of Game of Thrones. We'll have this preview episode, looking forward to the season, and then we'll have episodes after every Game of Thrones episode that'll probably be available to listen to on Tuesdays after each episode airs.
We know you'll be waiting for our podcast episode to come.
Highly anticipated. Probably more anticipation for the recap podcast episode than the episode itself.
Yes.
So the season 7 of Game of Thrones is premiering July 16th. That's a Sunday at 9 p.m. It's the second to last season. There's going to be 7 episodes, and then the final season, season 8, which who knows when that'll come out. We'll have 6 more episodes. But some very exciting stuff.
Very exciting. 1 week from tomorrow, if you're on vacation somewhere, you better get back. 9 p.m.
Yeah.
HBO.
Definitely.
It's important.
It's the biggest cultural event on television. It's true. That's why we're doing a podcast, just for it. So we're just going to talk about kind of where everyone is at the end of the last season and what we sort of think might happen, what we're looking forward to for the season. So let's hop right into it. Let's start, I guess, with the character farthest north.
Yes.
One, Brandon Stark.
Brandon Stark? So he's still beyond the wall right now.
He is. He's close to the wall, though.
He's close to the wall.
He got Zombie Benjen kind of helped him.
Yeah, that was good.
Him there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Good to see him.
Yeah, still with Mira.
With Mira Reed, yep. I guess is just the new person to shepherd Bran around now.
She's the new Hodor. She doesn't seem like...
Probably not as strong.
Great. Yeah, it's not as quick.
Doesn't have a good catchphrase like Hodor did.
So true. Honest, rip. Moment of silence for Hodor.
Yeah, gotta remember Hodor. Yeah. So Bran obviously kind of has magical powers now. You can see into the past, into the present, I guess.
Yeah.
So what do you think the role Bran is going to play is going to be?
I mean, so we saw at the end of the last season how Bran now knows that Jon is a Targaryen, which is just probably the most his important role right now. So I feel like in one way he's going to have to somehow tell other people about that, if not Jon himself about that. Maybe he'll somehow have to get to Winterfell or something, I feel like. Otherwise, I don't know how the importance of his role is going to pan out. Like, I don't know what else he would do.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of just got rid of all the Bran continuing south and just cut right to, like, when he finally reaches some more people.
So true.
So I think it'll probably be him interacting with Jon, because that's kind of who he's close to.
Yeah.
Although, the one thing I'm curious about is, I guess, as being kind of transitioned down to sort of the whole Winterfell situation, is so Jon Snow just kind of got a nice King in the North Part 2, rallying with all the northern knights and lords and whatever.
I cried a little at that
It was kind of awesome.
It was emotional.
It was pretty great. But of course, you know, Sansa's still there.
Yeah.
Who, you know, would theoretically have a better claim to actually being in charge. She would. But
typical
someone,
men.
But someone who would even have a better claim than Sansa would be Bran.
True.
So, like, if assuming he's coming down, like, that's going to complicate that whole situation also.
I feel like Sansa would let Bran have that,
though. Well, it seems like she's letting Jon have it.
True.
Who, like, she would kind of outrank him, whereas Bran would have the right to it anyway.
Yeah. God. But...
And then Littlefinger's there trying to fuck everything up.
God! Ugh! Why? He's just, like, creepy. Okay, so he was in love with Catelyn Stark, Sansa's mother. Now he's essentially in love with Sansa. Slash, is he actually in love with her, or he just wants to use her
Who
for
knows?
Her position?
He's a mysterious guy, and I don't think anyone ever liked him.
No, never.
Except Lysa, and that didn't really work out well for her.
Peace. but who knows what he's going to get up to. I'm sure he's going to try to drive a wedge between Jon and Sansa. But who knows if it even really matters? Because it seems like in the one trailer that Jon is beyond the wall again.
It looks like they're going to go back beyond the wall. Yeah,
because he's wearing wildling clothes.
And it looks like he's fighting a bunch of White Walkers.
Yeah. oh my god, please don't die again.
Once is enough for yeah. Bran Snow to
die. Yeah, but yeah, I don't know. What's he doing up there? With his wildling army, I guess? Do they even still exist, or did they all die in the Battle of the Bastards?
I think there's probably still some. I mean, okay. Tormund's still alive, I thought.
Thank god.
Yeah, of course. You need Tormund. He's yeah. classic comic relief character. Yes,
thank god.
Him and Brienne are gonna fall in love by the end of the series.
I'm so ready for that. Wow.
But yeah, so I think that's a very complicated situation, because obviously you've got the kind of the politics that Game of Thrones is known for, with kind of who's going to actually, you know, is Jon going to be king in the North? Is someone else yeah. going to be king in the North? Is there going to be a king in the North? Yeah. Littlefinger's always scheming there. But then you've got the problem of the White Walkers, which obviously Jon is pretty concerned with,
yeah,
given that exactly. he's fought them before. Shout out Hardhome, great episode.
Yeah. Oh, such a good episode.
So yeah, I would say we're definitely going to see some stuff beyond the wall with Jon.
Yeah.
And sure. Bran is somehow going to play into that, probably the beyond the wall stuff oh, and the true. Winterfell stuff.
Yeah.
But that should be, that's kind of the one place where, like, the politics is still going on, as opposed yeah, to kind of, exactly. like, different groups of people interacting. You've got kind of the inner workings
yeah,
in Winterfell
yeah.
still.
Succession.
Which is nice. I feel like we never got that, because, like,
no.
we had Winterfell at the beginning, but then everyone left.
Yeah, everyone was gone.
And so it was, like,
no
King's
Starks.
Landing stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
So good to be back at Winterfell with people we like there instead of yeah. Ramsay Bolton.
Oh,
don't rest in peace, please.
No, please.
But speaking of King's Landing, let's move there to the once heavily populated and now
yeah.
very sparsely
Everyone
populated.
Is gone. All the different families were there, and now it's basically only the Lannisters. Essentially only them.
Yeah, basically Cersei,
yeah.
Jaime just got back at the end of the season. To,
yeah.
to his shock, everything
yeah.
was destroyed and everyone was dead.
Yeah, you could definitely tell, like, his face in that last episode, like, Cersei's getting the crown, and he's just, like, kind of standing back, like, looking a little horrified,
it's
a little
pretty
disturbed.
Horrific, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's basically just Cersei and then kind of her minions. Qyburn is still there.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
Zombie Gregor Clegane.
Yeah.
In his invincible giantness.
God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Can we get Zombie Viper to, like, poison him
please,
again, please?
Yes.
That
Ugh.
Would be pretty great. Although the Hound. The Hound's
the Hound.
Around.
Oh, that's what I was... I think this is our season where we can finally get the Clegane Bowl, the fight between the two brothers.
The famous theory that Gregor
yes.
Clegane and Sandor Clegane are going to fight. Although, at the end, when we saw him last, he was with Beric and the Brotherhood
True,
Without
yeah.
Banners.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in the trailer where Beric is kind of seemingly in, like, a snowy place. So
oh,
they could
yeah,
be going
they
north.
They could be going north.
Yeah, I think Beric actually says that, like, they want to go north. And then offers to have the Hound kind of join up with him.
That's true.
But also, I want to see Clegane Bowl.
Me too. I'm so ready
so
for that.
It seems like he's going to be with them, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe, you know, season 8.
Season
That's
8.
Fine.
That's
I can wait as long as it happens.
It needs to happen. But yeah. So that's kind of where King's Landing is.
Yeah.
It seems like that's more set up to where they're going to end kind of the inner struggles there. I guess there'll definitely be some stuff between Jaime and Cersei.
For sure.
But for the most part, I think they'll end up dealing with kind of outside forces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Like, when Dany comes and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think, like, I feel like this is, like, setting us up for the end of House Lannister. Like, we've had them, like, you know, be powerful, have all these, like, armies, like, the whole time, and then finally, like, it's just the two of them. Like, Tywin is gone, like, their uncle is gone, like, they don't have that many people loyal to them anymore, so I just feel like...
Exactly.
We're coming
I think
up to the
it's,
end
it's
for
just,
them.
It's Cersei's short-sightedness. She's
yeah,
just
it
like,
is.
I want to be in power, and,
yeah.
like, I'll have literally everyone else die and put
yeah.
myself in a really
yeah.
bad situation, so that happens.
Oh my god, even her own son.
Even her own son. Two of her sons.
Two of her sons.
All and her daughter.
And her daughter,
all
wow.
dead. Not great
Yikes.
On her part.
No, not a great parent.
And then, yeah, Jaime has one hand, so, like, I don't know how... There's
yeah.
a scene in the trailer of him, like, riding a horse with, like, a lance or something.
Oh, yeah.
So he's clearly going to be involved in the fighting, but, like,
That's
let's
I
hope
guess...
that he doesn't need to fight with a sword, because he is really bad at it.
Yeah, I guess, well, he was practicing with Bronn or something with his
he
left
was,
hand,
but he was pretty terrible.
He was pretty bad.
Yeah. Unless he magically improves by a
yeah.
lot.
I think... I'm excited if Tyrion comes, because I want Tyrion and Jaime to be reunited, because I thought that bromance at the end of season 4 was great. But unfortunately, Jaime has not seen Tyrion since Tyrion killed their father. So I don't know, like,
Yeah, he
how
might
well.
Not be super happy
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, he might not be. But I feel like how much time has passed since that, you know?
It's super unclear.
Yeah. Did Jamie love his father that much anyway?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I think he was more focused on loving his sister, to be honest.
Yeah, true. Too much.
Too much.
Too much so.
Yeah. But maybe not anymore. He's probably a little disturbed by the rampant murdering.
Yeah, probably. No, he definitely
is. It's a real turnoff.
Yeah. I think he's going to be the one to kill Cersei. Yeah.
That's maybe. I think so. I would bet that she dies.
This season or next?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're, like, thinking of even, like, a typical story, like, she's kind of been, like, the consistent... She hasn't always been the worst villain, but she's kind of been the consistent villain throughout the whole show. So you'd assume she'd make it till the end and die then.
Yeah.
But I feel like Game of Thrones subverts that enough where
maybe
she'll die really quick.
Yeah, true. First episode. No, just kidding.
First scene, just Cersei's dead.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Probably not. But, yeah, they're definitely going to have to deal with Dany
finally coming
to Westeros after many years.
Just, like, in Meereen forever. Doing, like, not good at first. Like, she was not a good ruler.
She really wasn't.
No.
Like, even at the end. She kind of made that city worse.
She
like, I guess there's no slaves, which good. Slavery, definitely bad.
Definitely bad, yeah.
But, like...
It's not like she did it in, like, a diplomatic way, though. She was just basically like, I'm gonna have my dragons burn you all to death, and then I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go to Westeros.
Basically. And, like, now what? There's probably gonna be slaves again or something.
Yeah, true. And who? She left Dario in Meereen.
Right.
As what? What is he?
He's just, like, in charge there, I guess.
Yeah, is he in charge there?
I would assume. I don't think anyone else has left. Tyrion's with her.
It's not a great idea. Dario.
Yeah. Dario doesn't really seem,
like... attractive, but, like, I don't know, probably not the smartest person.
You can't trust him. He looked like one guy one season, and then a completely different guy another season.
He was blonde, and then he was, like, had a beard and dark hair, and was,
you never know. What's he gonna look like in the next season? I bet we don't see any more of Meereen.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah.
Which, like, makes sense, but also, like, there's... Okay, like, what was the point of that if it's just they're going to go and leave?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Anyway. She's finally coming to Westeros
with
three dragons and a lot of soldiers.
A lot of soldiers. So she teamed up with Dorne.
Dorne seems to be on her side, and also she's got the whole Greyjoy fleet.
Oh, right.
I don't know how many soldiers, because, like, they had to, Theon and Yara had to steal
it. I feel like they only have a portion.
Yeah. But, like... She's kind of set for soldiers with, like, the Dothraki and the Unsullied.
The last scene with all the ships, I was like, whoa, when did this happen?
Yeah, that's a pretty legit army. And there's probably some more soldiers in Dorne, to be honest.
Yeah, true.
So. You're
right, yeah. So maybe, they could attack, like, King's Landing from both, like, soldiers from Dorne and, like, they're coming in from the sea. Maybe. Yeah.
But, yeah, so it seems like she's definitely at Dragonstone in the trailers. Daenerys is.
Yes, she is.
It's where she was born.
Yeah, this is, like,
finally,
her rightful
literally
place.
Making it home.
Yeah. Wow.
And then it seems like the most logical place to attack from there would be King's Landing.
Yeah, it would.
It's pretty close.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I think, like, Daenerys versus, like, Cersei is going to be the big conflict of this season.
That's true. Yeah. Except, like... Yeah, I guess season 8 it'll be more so, like, her dragons and her helping Jon defeat the
Right, you think
that,
that's
King.
When, like, north and south will kind of be
done. Yeah.
But, like, this season will be kind of, like, the battles in the north and the battles in the south separately.
Yeah, we're just going to keep killing more people so there will be even more
zombies. There's going to be, like, three characters
for the Night
total,
King,
right? There's going to be, like, Jon Snow, Daenerys, and then, like, somehow Bronn is still alive. Those are the three.
I also, like, is Bronn going to be in this anymore either, or is he just kind of going to fade out? Because I feel like he kind of, he didn't help Tyrion. He was, like, helping Jaime, I guess, at some point. But
I wouldn't be surprised if he just randomly showed up in, like, two episodes.
That's true. He's also, like, the comic relief.
He's a good comic relief character.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Some other characters. Brienne and Pod.
Oh, yeah.
They're, I guess, still, I think they, like mid, maybe a little bit. After the middle of the season, we're at River Run at the same time that Jaime was taking it, and then he lets them escape.
Yeah.
But that's the last we see of them. They're supposedly heading back north.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But who knows?
Yeah, because Brienne was in love with Jaime.
Yeah. I don't think that's... She's just got a... I think Tormund is really the guy for her.
Tormund is definitely the guy.
He's definitely into it.
She definitely was not into it when they were both up
north. No, she was not into it.
She looked really disturbed.
Very uncomfortable.
Wiggling his eyebrows at her, and I was like...
That was some intense eyebrow wiggling.
Yeah.
That was a little... I get that Game of Thrones, it's on HBO, but, like, that was a little saucy for this show. I don't know.
Definitely saucy.
Arya also.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Honestly, thank God she finally killed Frey, Walder Frey. I have been waiting for this man to die forever. Ever since the Red Wedding, I'm still not over it.
Thank God he didn't just die of old age, too, because the guy was, like, 100.
Yeah, I would have been pissed.
It was like, and that's not satisfying at all. He's just asleep and doesn't wake up. Yeah. That's it. End of Walder Frey.
Oh, I would have been angry. Yeah, but thank God, yeah, she killed his sons and baked them into a pie, which... Yeah, and had him eat it before he died, so that was pretty fucking savage.
Some solid revenge.
Yeah.
But yeah, who knows where she's gonna go now.
Yeah, I think, like, she's in her little, like, revenge. Like,
well, who else is there for her to get revenge on? She's still alive.
So Cersei was still on her list.
Cersei would still be on her list.
Yeah.
But, like, that'd be weird if just Arya comes and kills Cersei.
Yeah, that would be weird.
As much as that would be cool, like, good for Arya.
Yeah. Like, Jaime would be much more, like, dramatic, especially since he's already the Kingslayer to, like, kill...
And Queenslayer.
Damn, yeah.
Really racking up all the Slayer titles.
Oh, yeah. But, I don't... Oh, my God, maybe... Will Arya kill the Hound, finally?
I thought she took the Hound off of her list, though.
Oh, did she ever?
I thought she did.
She might have, because she just...
And, well, she doesn't kill him.
Yeah, she doesn't kill him at the end of season 4.
So I don't know why she would be dead set on doing it now. Yeah. If she was, like... Yeah. If she had enough vengeance to, like, go after him at this point, like...
Yeah,
probably would have when she had the opportunity to. He was literally asking for it.
Yeah. Maybe they'll I liked that relationship, though.
Like, I mean, well... Solid. Yeah, it was... That was a fun time when they were traveling around together, for sure. Yeah. And it could be possible.
Just thank God she's out of the House of Black and White, because that plot just was dragging on.
Yeah,
for
that
way
was really
too long.
That was not the show's strong point.
No, but I feel like I really want her to reunite with Jon and Sansa and everyone.
I do too, but I feel like is she just gonna like she'll just go back there and then what? I feel like that's not utilizing her assassin powers to their full potential.
Yeah, but. So good. They haven't seen each other since the third episode or something?
I mean, John since that long, and then Sansa since, like, the end of season one when everyone gets attacked.
Yeah.
When the Lannisters, like, kill everybody.
Yeah.
Jeez. Who else do we have? Dorne and Euron Greyjoy.
Yes.
Both places. Dorne we talked about a little bit.
Yeah.
Allying with Daenerys. I'm curious how involved they're going to be, because, like, who's still around there? It's just Ilaria Sand and the Sand Snakes?
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's even... Ilaria's with Dany right now, right? Are they...
Is she?
With her, or are they just meeting up with her?
I'm not sure.
Either way, they could have been at the ship.
They could have been. I don't remember her being on the ship, but I could be wrong. Yeah. I think it was just Varys kind of was the back and forth.
That's true.
I don't know how much, like, of a role they can have, like, as individuals versus, like, giving an army. Like, I don't know what's really left for them to do.
Exactly. They've kind of already had, like, their whole, like, revenge thing for the Red Viper and stuff. Ilaria has, at least.
Yeah.
And then the Sand Snakes, like, in the show just aren't as... Like, in the books, they're all, like, their own characters, but, like, in the show, they're just kind of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean... I feel like they kind of abandoned giving Dorne a lot of attention when they had it, like, play a big role in the one season and everyone was like, this kind of sucks.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But they're still in it, so we'll see kind of how much they are in the new season.
Yeah.
And then Euron Greyjoy played a pretty small role.
Pretty small.
In the last season. But I guess he's still technically king of the Iron Islands.
Yeah.
So I'm curious if, like, Cersei might ally with him. And try to, like, because Dany has this huge fleet now, and I imagine there's still some ships that Euron has, and probably a lot of the Ironborn soldiers.
Yeah.
So I wonder if they're going to kind of, it'll be sort of the Theon and Yara versus Euron, like, in some battle.
Yeah, that makes sense, because, you know, I was wondering how they were going to have him, like, drag Euron back into this. Like, just not have him just kind of sitting in the Iron Islands. Like, I guess he's, like, ravaging and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, That could make sense to, like, bring him back into, like, the battle. But I think he's gonna, like, be, like... I feel like he's gonna be a new villain, too. Like, we have Ramsay's dead now, and I feel like we need another, like, sadistic person. Because they've always had, like, you had Joffrey, then you had Ramsay. So I feel like he's gonna be the new, like...
It could be.
Scary, crazy man.
He seems kind of scary.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, okay. Maybe. Sam Tarly.
Oh, yeah.
At the Citadel, just very much off doing his own thing.
Just chilling. And his, like, I feel like this is, like, his dream. You know, like, he walks into that library, like, so many books. That's, like, his heaven. That's,
yeah, he loves the books. Yeah, so, I mean, I think they got, I forget the actor's name, but the guy who plays Professor Slughorn in Harry Potter, I'm pretty sure. And it's strongly rumored that he's going to be, like, some kind of, you know, high-ranking maester, like an archmaester or something at the Citadel. Which means, like, they're probably going to give enough attention to Sam and the Citadel, where, like, they're hiring, like, this recognizable actor to play this role there. But I really have no idea how they're going to loop that back into the other plot lines.
Because
it seems super separate right now. And also, like, they haven't set up anything at the Citadel or anything like that.
No.
Like, they just got there at the end of the season.
Yeah. And I feel like... they might not even this season. They might just have Sam, like, separately. And then, like, in the 8th, like, he'll have, like, oh, this
the very last episode. We don't see Sam for almost 2 full seasons. And then, like, it's the final battle. Like, and
John,
Sam
I
just
know what
comes
to do.
In and, like, kills the Night King or something. That would be
fantastic.
That
would
That's
be amazing.
That's the second-to-last scene. That's the second-to-last scene. And then the very last scene of this show is just Gendry still rowing.
Yes!
That's it. That's how the show ends. That's my dream.
Come back, please.
We've got Melisandre also.
Oh, yeah. So she... Ser Davos found out that she killed... Shireen.
So Shireen, yeah.
Stannis' daughter in the 5th season, which was... horrible scene. Like, that was horrifying.
It was pretty scary.
Yeah, burning your own daughter to death. That was a lot.
Really lost a lot of respect for Stannis at that point.
So much. At that point, I was like, yeah, like, he's fine. Like, he's helping people out. He's just kind of cold. No, that was the last straw.
Yeah, not cool. Don't burn your kids.
Stannis, no. But yeah, so Ser Davos found that out and told Jon, and I guess he wanted to kill her right there, but Jon... classic John has to be all merciful and whatever.
So she's banished from the north.
Yeah.
I'm curious, though, as she heads south and the potentially Beric and the Brotherhood Without Banners heads north.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. And since, like, he, like, is sort of involved with like,
the Lord of Light.
Lord of Light. And, like, has been revived a bunch of times also.
Yeah, that could be.
That might be an interesting meetup.
Yeah. I was thinking, too, that, like, maybe her and Dany, since kind of, like, the Red Priestesses, at least the Meereen, were kind of preaching that she was, like, the person who was promised, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, yeah. So if she had been, like, if it was gonna be, like, she wasn't in the show anymore, they just would have killed her.
Yeah, they would have killed her right
like,
there.
Her being banished means that she's gonna, like, show up at some point.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's just a question as to with
where.
Who. And then with Dany... Or not with Dany.
Yeah, not with
Dany.
Who knows where?
Who knows where? There's Jorah with his increasingly bad grayscale.
Yeah. I guess when we last saw him, I feel like it was, like, only on his hand or something.
Yeah, I think it was just, like, his hand maybe creeping up his arm.
Yeah, but I feel like, at least in the trailer, when you got, like, that one scene where it was, like, I don't know, in a prison or something, like, with the bars, and you had, like, those, like, creepy hands stick out or something, and that looked like grayscale. It looked, like, kind of like the... So I bet it was him.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's had a rough go of it.
He's had a rough go of it.
But
yeah.
I think he'll help out at some point.
He definitely will. I think
he seems like a character who will sacrifice himself.
Exactly.
For something good to happen.
Yeah. He'll definitely, like, sacrifice himself somehow for Dany, like, in some way, and it'll be sad, like, and she'll be upset,
and he'll be
die.
Like, ah, I love you, and she'll be like, ah, thanks for saving me, but I'm still not about it, sorry.
Still not into you.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
too
awkward.
Too old, man.
Yeah,
but actually, like, speaking of just, like, Daenerys, and, like, I don't know, like, a love interest or whatever, so she left Daario behind, so she potentially could, like, make a match, like, in marriage.
Right, a political marriage, exactly.
Yeah, in Westeros, so... there's
who
not
even
that
is there
many
for,
people
yeah,
left.
Right?
Yeah. So, there's Jaime there.
I guess, hypothetically.
That would be pretty much, like, that would really hurt Cersei, too. That would, like...
potentially. Yeah. I mean, He technically can't get married because he's in the Kingsguard.
Is he still in Kingsguard?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
But, like, clearly not.
Yeah. Maybe once he's not in the Kingsguard after he kills Cersei.
Maybe. So that could be one. Yeah. And there's always Jon Snow, her...
Yeah.
Cousin? Nephew. Weird. Yeah.
Weird, but, like... I don't know, the Targaryens, you know? They've the Targaryens are brother about and sister that. Forever, yeah. So, like, wouldn't surprise me.
That could happen, and then they would just be... That would, like, that's... I think that's, like, a pretty popular theory. It's, like, that's who will end up, like, on the Iron Throne at the end is Jon and Dany.
That would be... You know, I feel like it's just, like, too...
Yeah, right? It's, too like, it seems perfect. Like too, like, that, like, fits, like...
Yeah.
Into the, like, peg into the hole too well.
George will not let us have that.
His hands are off for the rest of the show.
Oh, that's weird.
He's got some books to finish by 2040. Yeah.
Please.
God. Okay, I think that's all the characters we have.
Yeah.
Any other big predictions? Any other...
The
Night King, the White Walkers.
Oh, yeah, well... I guess we said, like, Jon will be fighting them. I'm sure, like, we have the whole thing. So the wall is not only, like, super tall and whatever, but it also has kind of, like, the magical properties not to let, like, the White Walkers pass.
Right.
So I'm sure we're going to have something this season where, I don't know, like, maybe they'll find something that will let them pass. Like, I doubt we're just going to have them.
Right? I feel like it wouldn't be satisfying if, like, you only had to go, if, like, Jon kept having to go beyond the wall.
And, like, the danger isn't, like, you it's know, like if, real. If it's right? just, like, they're
if there's an actual wall that they can't pass, just, like, stay on the other side of it and you're fine.
Yeah.
So I think, that's a good point. They'll probably find a way to get past the wall at some point.
Yeah, this season, And then the eighth season will be, like, more them coming past and battling or whatever.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
I do think, something I also think, so... There's three dragons that Daenerys has.
Oh, yes.
Daenerys rides Drogon, one of them. But the other two, no one rides them.
Yeah.
So I think at some point we're going to get two other characters who end up riding a dragon.
Yeah, two other dragons. So, I mean, as of right now, Jon's Targaryen.
Jon's a Targaryen, so
which
he could
be
do
like, that would be great if Jon...
Good for him. He's had to deal with a lot.
Yeah, he's had to deal with a lot. But the third, is there any other...
I don't think there are any other Targaryens.
Weird.
So it would probably have to be someone who isn't a Targaryen, you'd think.
Yeah. Tyrion? Yes.
I want it to be Tyrion. I don't know, like, how that would work.
Yeah.
I guess, like, he could stand on it.
Stand on it.
I don't really know.
He could have, like, a little...
He could get one of his special saddles that, like, he made for Bran. Yeah.
I don't know who else would... Oh, it would be cool if Bran... Like, you know, he hasn't been able to walk or anything in forever.
And then
he rides a dragon.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't be Bran. I feel like Bran's he's not. I feel like he's not a front lines guy. He's like, he's sort of like your intelligence guy in the back.
Yeah.
Looking through like crows that are flying in the sky and scouting.
True.
Maybe like Theon. I could see Theon doing it.
He's had such a good like character arc, like when I'm looking at it objectively, but I'm still like bitter that he betrayed Rob.
Yeah, that was kind of... It was not cool.
No.
You can't really forget that.
Yeah, but I guess...
He really messed everything up. Like, without that.
It's pretty much his fault. Technically, it's Littlefinger's fault.
I mean, he really started everything.
Yeah, he really started. But, like, Theon, like, messed up Rob's chances. Like, I feel like Rob could have potentially won, you know? Like,
the thing is, even if he didn't, like, get the Greyjoys to, like, help Rob, which probably wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
But, like, it's just because when he killed Bran and Rickon, even though he didn't actually kill them, like, that made it seem like, oh, like, now it's just, like, Rob is it.
Yeah.
So, like, when, like, they have the Red Wedding and they kill Rob, like, there's no threat for, like, anyone else to, like, they can't rally behind anyone else.
Yeah.
But, like, if Theon doesn't attack the North and the North is fine, then, like, you're not going to betray Rob because, like, there's still the North. So, Theon really fucked up.
He really did. I'm not happy.
I mean, and, like, he paid for it.
He did. He was severely tortured.
Yeah.
For a while there. But, I don't know. He definitely, like, I feel like he's one of, like, George's favorite characters, you know, like, him, because he's been through, like, this whole arc.
Right, it's like him and then, like, Jaime also. These characters who have kind of done really horrible things, but then also you see, like, the sympathetic side and them doing good things.
Yeah. So I feel like he's going to have to do something this season. Like, he's going to have to redeem himself even more. Yeah, because he hasn't yet. Like, he's just kind of been quietly... He's kind of, like, meek and, like, I hate everything. Yeah, exactly.
We got a lot of emo Theon. I think we're going to get some redemption Theon in this season. Yeah.
Yeah. He saved Sansa, I guess.
He did.
But, you know,
he was like,
a little something
more. It took a lot to, like, get him to do that.
Yeah,
it was did. Also more, like, part of it was him, like, trying to escape for himself, too. Because, like, you know, he was Ramsay's, like, torture slave, which was not fun.
It's just not good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's all we have.
Yeah.
It's going to be an exciting season. Probably a lot of really big events.
A lot.
Big battles and
other
things that are similar to battles and their excitement.
Yeah, they have the money for it now.
They do. So. They're just throwing, they're just like lighting money on fire.
Yeah, like
the fires
millions.
They have in the show at this point.
Yeah.
But I think it's going to pay off. I'm excited.
It should be
trailers
good.
Look good.
High expectations.
Very high expectations.
They better deliver.
We will be critiquing the show heavily if they mess up.
Yes, for sure.
In our future episodes. But for now, we are definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And we're looking forward to you, our wonderful audience.
Yes.
Continuing to listen to this podcast. Thank you for listening to this first one. But yeah, so you can subscribe to all the Voices podcasts on iTunes at the Voice Podcast Network or at georgetownvoice.com. You can follow the Voice on Twitter at G-Town Voice and at HalftimeGU.
Mm-hmm.
My Twitter is at John_Block_, no H in the John, if you want to follow me.
Mine is at C_Mannering, if you want to follow me.
But yeah, so thank you again for listening.
Thanks,
and
guys.
See you next week.